sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Boy, have I got a great program lined up for you today. Folks, we're gonna probably blow your mind with some of the things we're gonna share today. And I really encourage you, share this video, get it out, tell people, because we've got information that everyone needs to hear. Bottom of hour number two, Victor Avila is going to be with us. Now, Victor is somebody that really everybody should be listening to. He is a supervisory special agent with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He's retired. Home Security Investigations and U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Now, he was the one who wrote the book Agent Under Fire. He and his partner were ambushed by cartel. He was left for dead. His partner was murdered. And there's a lot of interesting information about them even being sent out on that particular assignment. Uvalde is a very unique situation. And we're going to talk to you about that. And we're going to talk to you about the potential possibility that the cartel was involved in what happened in Uvalde. And we'll tell you why and why that suspicion needs to be investigated. Coming up at the top of the next hour, Dr. Alveda King will be with us. Yes, we do. We must defend the unborn because they are alive. And it's important that we defend all lives. We'll talk with Dr. Alveda King about defending all lives. Bottom of the hour, Hans von Spakovsky is going to be with us. We're going to talk about election fraud. We'll talk about 2,000 Mules. Hans appeared in 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, you can find it at my website, chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Go to my blog section and click on Irrefutable Proof. Irrefutable Proof. And the irrefutable evidence that was provided and is provided in Dinesh D'Souza's book. And if you haven't seen it and you can find it in a theater near you, get out and support what they're doing by going to the theater and bringing friends with you. But joining me now, and I'm so glad to have her back. I spent April was battling a lot of illness, and it seemed like every time that we were going to have a program together, I got sick. But I'm better now, praise God, doing very well, and I'm very pleased to welcome to the program the real Dr. Judy Mikovits. Welcome aboard. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
And we laugh about that, but somebody literally tried to hijack her identity and do more of the smear campaigns, and so her website is therealdrjudy.com. TheRealDrJudy.com. But it doesn't surprise me. And you know, the first time I heard about our topic today, right, I hear, oh, people started buzzing about monkeypox. And I thought, well, Dr. Judy and I talked about that. Of course there's monkeypox. They've been incubating the vaccines, all of them, that we've been putting and ingesting into our systems via shots since 1934. I mean, should it surprise anybody that there's monkeypox, Dr. Judy?
No, it shouldn't. And in the fact, the 1934 is the mice, but the monkeys came in 1962 in these Vero, it's V-E-R-O, monkey kidney cell lines. And we were just having a discussion last night on a show called Connecting Consciousness, you know, and we were discussing those monkey cell lines. You know, everybody should now see very clearly that Tony Fauci sent Vero E6 that had been cultured with lots of bat viruses over to China and over around the world to Colombia. You know, we carry these cell lines. They keep saying cells. People might envision that we go out and we kill monkeys and we take their cells and we grow them up. No, this is like, as one of my colleagues just put it right now, this is like a sourdough culture of sourdough bread. To get the real cell line, the Vero monkey cells, you keep it in the freezer. And every time you make a new batch of polio vaccines, starting in the 1960s, we use this Vero monkey kidney cell line. So we add more and more and more sequences, clones, infectious molecular clones of new viruses,
right?
That we made by recombinant technology. This is the whole thing of Ralph Baric.
Okay, hold the phone. What you said a word that I'm not familiar with. Recombinant.
Recombinant. Okay. So when you recombine,
okay.
To recombine.
Okay.
So they've been recombining monkey viruses, bat viruses, human viruses every year, and the vaccines are the tools. They're literally the manufacturing plants. That's where you grow viruses. As we know from PCR, the sequence is nothing. It's not an infectious virus until you make a particle. The viral particle has the lipid bilayer. It can be the cell membrane from the human, if it's a human virus. But in the case of the monkeys, and SARS-CoV-2 is a monkey pararetrovirus, part HIV, part XMRV, that would be the syncytin snake venom piece, and part SARS. And it was recombined. It's called chimera. A chimera, as you know from Greek mythology, is, you know, put the head of a cow on a mouse or whatever, and you've got a chimera. You know, it's these terms are both scientific and in the myth of, oh, scientism. What we're told to believe now is that science is the God. Tony Fauci is your God. You know, Yuval Noah Harari, we can hack you. No, they can't. and see what we've recognized, and you're going to talk about it in your next hour. What we now, all the world realizes, they can't hack you, because when they, in order for them to make a human being, the blastocyst, which is the placenta surrounding 64 cells is a human being. And that's the point where you can get that far in a lab. But the minute the blastocyst, in fact, you can't get that far. The minute the blastocyst forms, the peptide, your God-given syncytin gene, turns on every chromosome, multiple copies, and holds that. It's the Velcro that holds the fertilized embryo into the female uterine cell wall. And from that stage on, God orchestrates through to the modification of the DNA, the epigenetics on top of our genes, on and off switches to develop every tissue from those same chromosomes everywhere. We are not our DNA. We're the expression of DNA, which is orchestrated only by God. They want us to think we evolved genomes of monkeys.
Right, absolutely.
And that these are our own genes. We do not have the monkey genome. And when we inject monkey RNA, DNA, and protein, that would be mRNA, that's been injected into every human in the polio vaccines since the 60s, any of the injected one. And then we can start to appreciate what Bobby Kennedy wrote in the foreword, the beautiful foreword of A Plague of Corruption, where it's, the oral polio vaccine. So if you got an oral polio vaccine and you developed an antibody from that, and then you were injected, bypassing your God-given innate immune response, that type 1 interferon pathway we've been discussing. When you bypass that, you get antibody-dependent enhancement or antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity. So we can see right there that you drive the inflammation of the brain and actually cause polio and evolve these viruses to infect people, animals, species, parts of your body that they could not otherwise infect. They've been doing these experiments on the most vulnerable humans, primarily people of color in our country, women and children. You know, and in my testimony in the Crimes Against Humanity, it's just this. Monkeys, of course there's monkeypox, but has it bothered, in fact, I show a slide in my testimony, in my work, in all of the talks I've been going on, as you know, with the little boy, the little Vietnamese boy, so a boy of color, who had the pox all over his back. The inflammation, I mean, it looked classically like that. And this came from vaccine court. And all we used was food, was God-given supplements to understand the molecular pathways. And the last slide I always show at the Clay Clark tours, at other tours, is look, we can restore the faith in the promise of science.
Right.
Faith is not in science. We can restore the faith in the promise of science because we can heal these kids. We can heal. God's given us in nature, in plants, in healthy animals for food, everything we need. All we need to know is no longer do we ingest or inject anything that's GMO, genetically modified. That's their plan. If we stay away, if we turn away from pure evil, the scientism of that they promised you, this cult, it's a religious cult. Believe them, and this is the tour I'm on with Patrick Wood, Reiner Fomeich, the Crimes Against Humanity, technocracy. Yep.
Right.
Technocracy, absolutely. The hard road to world order.
I have been talking about Patrick's book, Technocracy Rising. Goodness gracious, I think it's been out 8 years, something along that line.
Correct.
Yeah, about 8 years. I've been harping on this program since then. And there were three things God told me to talk about. Islam, the homosexual agenda, and secular humanism. And secular humanism is tied into exactly what you're talking about. It's this idea that man is his own God. He creates his own universe, and he excludes God from the picture. And that's what these people are attempting to tell us. And I've been going on this show too and telling people that this idea of Darwinism, they had to get that in. What they did with William Jennings and the Scopes trial, they found the guy that knew the least about the Bible and theology and was least prepared to make the argument, and that's who they put up to make the argument for God. It's unbelievable when you go and you look at what took place and the lies that were put forth in there, and how the individual that they put up did not have the capability to be able to argue back. There's only one creator, only one designer, and only one that can breathe life and speak life into existence, and that is Almighty God. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you again, folks. I just want to encourage you, please support our sponsors. We really need support. Simply Clean Foods has told me that they have not gotten very many orders. They need orders in order to stay sponsors. And so it's really important. And we need your support as well. I'm doing a $10 challenge to save America and save India. And we're working really hard here on that, bringing you programs like the one we're bringing you today. There are not very many programs out there that will talk about the things that we're talking about or give a platform for individuals to speak this truth that must be spoken. It's spoken in love, but we are responsible to identify evil and expose it. And so please help support us. You can go to paypal.me/PastorGreg to make your $10 donation. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg and make your $10 donation. And we'll get you a copy of I Believe, which is something that we play each and every day. And I would encourage you to play it and meditate on what's said in I Believe. All right, my guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits. You can find her at therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com. She talked about Plague of Corruption. You really should get that book so that you understand what it is that we're fighting, what it is that we're up against. The good news is God wins. 1 John 5. Meditate on 1 John 5 and remember what I've told you every morning when you get up. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, Satan, I command you to get out and move away, and I destroy every plan of the enemy against myself, my family, my ministry, this radio program, and every guest that comes on. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every curse, spell, tie, mark, vow, seal, contract, and assignment, originals, backups, and replacements be destroyed by the holy blood and fire. Angels cast them into the abyss, and I speak God's blessings, purpose, plan, and let His will be fulfilled for this day in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Dr. Judy, amen. Dr. Judy, you were going to talk to us about, because I've been talking about the Darwin situation and the dangers of that and how Darwinism has really confused the minds of children. This goes right to gender confusion. It goes to all the confusion, because if you're just an animal, if you're just something that crawled up out of the swamp, for goodness sakes, of course you don't have any value or identify value in life.
Right. Yeah. And I just text you a screenshot of the first slide in my presentation at the Crimes Against Humanity tour, where I'm talking about the criminally fraudulent literature. And it's interesting because Patrick Wood and I just used this January 11th, 1999 cover of Time magazine. Special issue, The Future of Medicine, knew how genetic engineering will change us in the next century, in 2000. And so right next to that, I have juxtaposed a picture of Darwin's original manuscript, which I went to my Pastor Rob after, Pastor Rob McCoy at Godspeed Church. I went after I met Patrick Wood. And I'm like, oh my God, he just blew my mind. Now I understand all the science that I'm saying. Now I understand exactly what God's doing, because what's the subtitle of the origin of the species? It says the origin of the species. And what most of us scientists and people are shown is by means of natural selection. So naturally there you think of God, but the subtitle becomes, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle of life, by Charles Darwin. So they went, and so we had, as a Christian community, as a United States of America, we had said, you know, as a group of scientists, oh, well, of course, species evolve within a species, but there's not one shred of scientific data that shows cross species, that chimera I was talking about.
Right.
Oh, unless you inject. No, we did not evolve from monkeys. So what I show in my presentation is how since 1999, the literature, and really since early 90s, 92, 1980, Tony Fauci started it with AIDS, injecting monkeys into gays and mm-hmm. IV drug users and mm-hmm. the deplorables in our population. And so we, the Christians, participated in saying, oh, their sin is somehow greater than ours, so we look the other way with HIV/AIDS, but we can't now because they're coming after our children. So we'll get them.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We're gonna figure out how to do this. I just had in my spirit that I need to get with you and do a live feed and have you come on and record your presentation with me for my audience, so that we can get it, because everyone needs to see this, Dr. Judy. Everybody needs to get this and understand this. This is such important information, folks. I can't tell you how critically important this information is. Go to the website, therealdrjudy.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am really pleased to have my next guest with me. He's a senior legal fellow at the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., where he focuses on voting, elections, campaign finance, civil rights, the First Amendment, immigration enforcement, and government reform. And he is also was a career lawyer at the U.S. Department of Justice from 2001 to 2005, including 3 years as counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and 2 years as a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission from 2006 to 2007. I want to welcome to the program Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, welcome. It is so great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, sure. Thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure. And he is also author of Our Broken Elections. And I want to encourage you to pick up that book. You can find that. Can they find that, I guess, on Amazon is the best place to go for that?
Yeah, so far, Amazon and has not banned it. So it is available on Amazon. It's also available, I think, at Barnes & Noble.
Okay. All right. There you go. And if you do Amazon, use Amazon Smile and select Faith Harvest Church as your place to donate. That's us. And you'll support the radio show as well as supporting our work in India, where the Lord has planted, allowed us to plant over 500 churches. We're putting in our 31st freshwater bore well this Saturday, getting ready to graduate our fourth class of widows who are now trained to be seamstresses so they can support themselves and their children. Their husbands were murdered for their faith. And of course, our orphanage, our Bible school, and our outreach program as well. And that's why we're doing the $10 challenge. If you'd like to help us, $10 a month, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. All right, Hans, you were in the film 2000 Mules. And by the way, folks, you can find 2000 Mules in the blog section, my personal blog section at chosengenerationradio.com. When you go to chosengenerationradio.com, click on my name and you'll go to my blog section and you will see Irrefutable Evidence. That's the post. Irrefutable Evidence. Click on that. You can watch the entire film, including the Q&A with Dinesh and Craig and Catherine Engelbrecht and also with, oh my gosh, I see his face and I'm spacing on his name. He was one of the co-hosts that night, Hans. Radio personality.
Mark Levin?
No. I'll get it. Let's get to some topic here. So talk to me. I know there has been a lot of attacks against the irrefutable evidence of 2,000 Mules. A lot of people coming after it. Talk to me about the evidence that's there and talk to me about how you would refute some of these assaults against the film.
Well, look, what I would tell you about the movie is that it raises very serious questions about what was going on with absentee ballots in a number of states that ought to be investigated by law enforcement to find out exactly what was happening. In essence, what Dinesh D'Souza outlines is the way an organization, True the Vote, bought trillions of bits of data on cell phones. It's the same information that, you know, Google and others use to locate you, like if you're asking for directions, right? You know, they know that your cell phone knows where you are. It tells you how to get somewhere else.
Right.
So it's geo-tracking data. So they then use that to isolate specific cell phones that were in the vicinity of drop boxes. Remember, 2020, all these states set up basically unguarded drop boxes all over for people to come up and put their absentee ballots in. They then said, okay, well, how many of these, well, you know, lots of people went to them with cell phones to drop off their absentee ballots. But obviously, once you've dropped off your absentee ballot at a drop box, you'd have no reason to go to another one, right? So they then said, okay, how many of these individual cell phones went to 10 or more drop boxes? And they found 2,000 cell phones that were going to more than 10 drop boxes, sometimes in the middle of the night. And then they obtained video surveillance data. Some of the states actually put up cameras to video whoever was coming in and dropping off a box.
Right.
And so they layered the video surveillance on top of the geo-tracking data to find some of the individuals and the specific times they were on camera at these drop boxes putting in ballots. And when you totaled up the numbers, it seemed like the average number of ballots these folks put in was 5. When you totaled all that up, you know, the movie says, well, there were enough potential absentee ballots there to have changed the election results. Now, these 2,000 mules, as he called them, also, they all visited or were in the vicinity with their cell phones of 5 left-wing nonprofit advocacy organizations. He doesn't identify which ones they were, but again, these folks are going by and visiting the same 5 organizations in all these different states. Look, what needs to happen is law enforcement ought to use this evidence that's been produced, identify these mules, and bring them in before a grand jury and question them.
Right.
Where did they get these absentee ballots?
Yep.
Were they fraudulent? Were they coerced or pressured away from voters? Were they legitimate? You know, was somebody actually delivering a legitimate ballot? I kind of doubt that given the circumstances, but the only way to find out is to do what nobody wants to do. Law enforcement wants to do it. That doesn't want to do it. Reporters don't want to do it. They don't want to actually go find any of these individuals and start questioning them about what were they doing? Why were they delivering these ballots? Where'd they get them? What were they doing with these 5 advocacy organizations? That's the questions that have not been answered, and they're not going to be because the critics just want to criticize the movie. They don't want to investigate this.
38 drop boxes on average were visited by these 2,000 mules, five ballots apiece. That's 380,000 votes. And then when you expand it, which they did, and you say, okay, well, you know, who would visit, I don't know, five? I mean, that's a lot. Five different drop boxes. Now you're at 54,000. And then you say, well, you know, okay, we know the average was five. We saw that. I mean, it's on camera. It's not like we're guessing. We're looking and counting and identifying. But we're going to say, nah, they only put in three. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 810,000 illegal votes.
Right. Now, look, the critics are saying, well, you know, geo-tracking data can't track you within inches of a drop box. Well, yeah, that may be. But if your geo-tracking data shows that you were in the vicinity of 38 drop boxes, what possible other reason could there be? Was there what? A Domino's pizza next to every single drop box? Is that going to be your excuse? That's what you were doing?
Well, you know, and then you
it doesn't
add
make
in,
any sense.
And then you add in the five locations that they went to that are the five companies that were harvesting, that we know were harvesting ballots, and they stopped at those as well. And then in addition to that, you don't just have geo-tracking. You have actual video of individuals that there's a 90-plus percent chance that the guy on the video is matching the geo-tracking because of the two pieces of evidence that are put together. I mean, look, I was in intelligence. I was a private investigator. I mean, I can look at evidence and surmise. As a matter of fact, we're looking at evidence in our last segment because Uvalde is a housing place for a predominant number of Custom and Border Protection and DPS officers that work the border that have been working Operation Lone Star. And the school that was hit was a school that is known to be the school that their children attend. And there is high probability, because the cartels have been saying, if you don't stop messing with us, we're going to retaliate. And their means of retaliation, we know, along the border of Mexico, is to take and kill family members. That's what they do.
Wow.
And we're going to talk. So my point is simply evidence. There's evidence.
Right.
And you and all the evidence, I mean, you know, Dinesh isn't saying, okay, that's it, indict him. He's saying, hey, I've put together for you enough evidence. There is no excuse for you to not investigate this. When we get back, we're going to talk with Hans about it, because one of the other things that Hans has been involved in is prosecutions and investigations of that nature. And so we're going to talk about how much evidence do you need to start an investigation? Is there enough evidence here to support it? If you were on the side of prosecution, would you look at this amount of evidence and suggest that perhaps you should have investigators looking into this? We'll be back with more coming up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me.
It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I can't believe that I had forgotten that I couldn't remember his name. It's Eric Metaxas. And Eric, forgive me. I'm so sorry. I feel really bad. Eric's actually been on my program, and we're connected, and I just feel terrible that I didn't remember. But Eric Metaxas, Danielle D'Souza was the hostess that night with Eric, but Dinesh, Catherine Engelbrecht, and Craig Phillips. The only one of those that hasn't been on the program actually is Craig Phillips. We'll have to get that straightened out. Also, quick shout out to Rudy if you're listening today. Hello, Rudy. Rudy is the gentleman who gave us our new pups that we have, and they're doing wonderfully. And told him that I'd give him a shout out. So shout out to Rudy. All right, Hans von Spakovsky is my guest, author Our Broken Elections. You can also find more of his great writings at his website, which is Hans von Spakovsky. HansvonSpakovsky.com. And you can buy more of his books there, including Obama's Enforcer and Who's Counting. Very good books for you to get, or follow him at Heritage, and that's heritage.org. And I invite you to get signed up at their email at heritage.org. Hans, I presented, kind of set the table at the end of the last segment, but you've got this preponderance of evidence. You've got the geotracking that you described so well, along with the pictures, the film that goes with it. So the question I ask you as a former prosecutor, is there enough evidence here that you would have looked at this in your office if it was assigned to you to evaluate and said, what? Is there enough evidence here to at least begin an investigation?
Yeah, of course. particularly, and look, Arizona is one of the states where they uncovered this evidence. Look, Arizona is one of the states that banned vote trafficking. In other words, in Arizona, let's assume for just a second that they pulled in one of these mules. And they said, well, look, these weren't fabricated ballots. We just picked them up from voters, and we were putting them into the ballot box, drop boxes. That's why we were doing it. Well, that's illegal. And in Arizona, third-party strangers can't pick up voters' absentee ballots at their homes and deliver them for them. That is strictly forbidden. So even if these were, you know, supposedly legitimate absentee ballots, the individuals engaging in this behavior broke the law. So there's more than enough evidence here to open up an investigation. And like I said, I think a good prosecutor would convene a grand jury and use the video surveillance and the other data to identify these individuals and pull them in front of the grand jury and start questioning of them again about what they were doing, why they were doing it, where they got the ballots, who paid them to do it, and who else was involved in what was going on. That's not difficult. That's you're a former investigator. That's not that difficult to do.
It's not. It's truly not. It would be very easy, and especially in light of the fact that you've got both video evidence and phone evidence, it wouldn't be very difficult to figure out exactly who these individuals are and get them picked up. You were a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission. As a former commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, if you were aware, not even had this brought to you, but you were aware that this evidence existed, would you have a responsibility to look into this and try to figure out what are they talking about and what's going on here?
Well, I wouldn't as a FEC commissioner, because they don't have criminal jurisdiction. That is the U.S. Justice Department. But I also used to work at the U.S. Justice Department.
Yes, you did.
And I can tell you that, I would think that prosecutors would have a responsibility to look into this. Unfortunately, I happen to know the individual at the longtime career lawyer at the U.S. Justice Department, who is in charge of election fraud investigations, and he is a left-wing ideologue who has no interest in investigating or prosecuting such cases.
And so then I guess the question becomes, what, you know, as citizens of this country, I mean, we the people. They are the government that is supposed to address we the people and the will of the people. What do we need to do? What can the people of this country do, folks that are listening right now? What do they need to be doing in order to fix this? Because a broken election means that we no longer have a free country.
Well, look, there's actually the one thing I would tell your listeners is we're actually in much better shape today than we were in 2020. And the reason for that is that what happened, the good thing that came out of 2020 was a lot of state legislators finally realized, whoa, we really should fix some of the holes in our election system. Look, you know, I've been talking about this for years, just telling folks they need to do something. But finally, they realized. The result was that in the legislative session that occurred last year in 2021 and the legislative sessions that have just been completed in this year, at least two dozen states have passed state law amendments to their election laws, doing things like in Georgia and in Texas. Those states extended their current voter ID law, which only applied to in-person voting, to absentee ballots, which is a vast improvement on the security of them. So we're actually in better shape, but that doesn't mean things are perfect. A lot of states still need to make improvements. And what folks need to do is pay attention to this. Go and attend your local county election board meeting. Most states have county boards made up of citizens who run elections in their state. They have public meetings. Go there and start asking questions. If you want to know what condition your state is in, here's an easy way to do it. We have an election integrity scorecard now at Heritage. You can look up any state, and it'll tell you how good or how bad the laws there are.
And where do we find that very quickly?
At heritage.org website, look up election integrity scorecard.
Election integrity scorecard at heritage.org. Yep. Election integrity scorecard at heritage.org, and then call your state representatives, and as Han said, get engaged and involved at the local level. That's where we fix this.
Yep.
At the local level. Hans, thank you so very much for being with me today. Thanks for exposing this. Thanks for continuing to fight for election integrity. I know the battle that you've been in, and it must be rewarding after so many years to finally have people beginning to wake up. God bless you. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.